The president of the University of Utah, Ruth Watkins, said twice in the hour-long news conference that these investigations do not say whether Lauren McCluskey's death could have been prevented.
But instead, the report tells us how we can improve, and our response to that is extensive.
Former DPS Commissioner John Nielsen said they did 30 interviews.
A dispatcher may have inadvertently clicked on the O-Track transaction button, but neither the dispatchers nor the officers who requested the check, the criminal history check, ever recall observing or seeing any corrections information.
The detective assigned to the case worked Tuesday through Friday. Sue Reisling, who specializes in campus law enforcement, ran through the long list of other cases, primarily originating from the University Hospital, that this detective had to work on at the same time. But
the extortion case is serious. It was significant. It was not ignored. The department was engaging Lauren, and there was an exchange of information as these days went along.
They do say they want more of these conversations to be done in person. The U is now hiring 5 more officers after talking about the campus police department being short-staffed and underpaid and needing more training, but also saying the systems were not talking to each other, and that also came up during the investigation ordered by the governor. DPS Commissioner Jess Anderson explained Roland was meeting with parole and saying all the right things while secretly using different devices and aliases.
Even if they did know and work in that investigation, it's hard to speculate exactly what the case would have, the outcome would have been.
And it came back to the same point.
Melvin Sean Roland was a criminal, a manipulative, evil criminal.
He always had and said the right things.
The individual responsible is Melvin Sean Roland, an evil, manipulative criminal who exploited vulnerabilities and committed a horrific crime.
He knew exactly what he was doing. He was a true criminal.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.